Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins, lo program today by me look lo sample of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo Pidgin, me Koroi Hawkins. New Zealand have been boosted lo efforts blame for helping Fiji for combating now COVID epidemic. Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta has announcing funding support for nursing staff and 100,000 fella vaccine doses blo AstraZeneca jab without due lo country law today. Vaccines have been come directly from Spanish government in order for meeting not immediate needs blo Fiji. AstraZeneca have now choice blo vaccine blo Fiji and not doses of part lo commitment blo Aotearoa for providing up to 500,000 lo COVID racked country blo Fiji. Death toll of Fiji this time, him winning 250, with him winning 30,000 fall case blow COVID-19 not reported since Delta variant, him appear lo April. Ms. Mahuta, him say 25% low eligible population of Fiji this time, him fully vaccinated, and 82% ota bin garam now first dose bloketa. Nursing funds by me help for recruiting 190 fala Fiji graduates for one fala 3 month period. Opposition National Party leader Blo New Zealand Judith Collins has questioned him decision for evacuating now United Nations official with him COVID-19 from Fiji. This fellow infected patient has been flown to Auckland for hospital treatment last week, despite one fellow earlier decision Blo Minister of Health for declining this fellow transfer. Ms. Collins has said he barwa concerned about him this fellow situation. Judith Collins has questioned him too whether former Prime Minister and United Nations Development Programme boss Helen Clark has got him any involvement inside law this fella evacuation. COVID-19 has been claiming nara four fella lives small of French Polynesia has raising death toll of there has cost him 153. 432 fella new infections have been detected since Friday. The pandemic law there has got for come up strong back more. While no any COVID-19 patient in hospital has stopped in mid-July, wards ought to been filled up quick time with 53 fellow patients in care and 9 fellow intensive care units. Ought been garam winning 20,000 fellow COVID cases in past year. Restrictions ought been brought in over the weekend and ought might tighten him with him curfew too. Every public servants with him ota private sector frontline workers in Solomon Islands ought been order mota for mass fully vaccinated by number 30 in November, if no more by Aukata terminating waka bloketa. Health Minister Kalwik Togamana has announced this fala mandatory vaccination alongside new travel restrictions for country. Edictia has covered now every public servants, employees brought state-owned enterprises, with him two other private sector employees who had waka lot frontline roles. Dr. Togamana has said strict conditions where he one fala proactive response low rapid spread blood Delta variant for COVID-19, low Fiji, Papua New Guinea, with him Australia. Palestinian families who had facing eviction from their homes blame the East Jerusalem or say about rejecting now court suggestion for renting of properties blockata from one fellow Jewish settler organization. Supreme Court of Israel have been come up with a compromise whereby making Palestinians or the protected tenants. But Palestinian families ought like him recognition blow rights blockata lot properties where hemi inside lot neighborhood blow Sheikh Jarrah. Lawyer blockata Sami Ishad hemi said that hearing ya hemi no been all bad news. Mr. Ishad hemi said that relief hem come because court hemi appear for by him go ahead for listen blockata arguments blockata. Government blow New Zealand hemi say hemi had for tell him yet how many workers now by me end up come to New Zealand under the newly announced plan blow him for bolster seasonal workforce low horticulture with him viticulture. One-way quarantine-free travel by me available from next month for the workers from Tonga, Samoa, with him Vanuatu. Some fella extra precautions by him stop for test for COVID-19 low departure and arrival. Immigration Minister Chris Fafui hemi said that government hemi hid him calls for help from a primary sector and about work out with employers for nail him down on specifics. Tonga hemi been reporting no any cases block COVID-19 and Samoa and Vanuatu. What have been no garam any community cases. Chair Blo one fala seasonal work program lo Samoa, hemi say hemi barava good news where New Zealand hemi drop him now 2 week quarantine requirement blame for Tuakaman from Samoa Tonga with him Vanuatu. To atanga loa Joe Annandale hemi say RC scheme lo New Zealand hemi well run and respected lo Samoa and lo heavy demand given impact lo COVID-19 lo tourism sector. Hemi say Samoa hemi ready for waka this time. Toa tangaloa hemi se, while Australia hemi offer mot great pay and more placements, ota issues blow remoteness and isolation, plus him now quarantine requirement na ota big one. Opposition leader lo Samoa tuilaipa sailele malelengoi hemi go ahead for campaign and defiance against the institutions lo Samoa after him been losing power last month. Supporters blame had been much lo heavy rain yesterday and former Prime Minister him ejimot for talamot villages and communities for against him judiciary. Hemi no been dropping claim blame that courts had been act in defiance lo constitution lo Samoa and head lo state. Canoeist Lisa Carrington hemi been one winning gold medal lo K1 200 meters hemi give him New Zealand make a 5 gold blehem lo Tokyo Games. Carrington hemi been winning gold lo same event lo London lo 2012 and lo Rio lo 2016. Hemi lead from outset and cross him line half about length ahead lo rest lo field lo anfala Olympic best time lo 38.12 seconds. And weightlifter Laurel Hubbard hemi say hemi hope appearance from the Tokyo Games by hemi encourage him okata narwan. Hemi now hemi first openly transgender female athlete for compete lo games. Tok tok lo Tokyo hemi say hemi hope od young people where it might not fit inside lo gender norms or might save take him heart from experience blo hem. And hem now news lo pidgin from RNZ Pacific.
And hem now some for okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time, let me join him now, team from Buzz FM, Lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In tonight's headlines, 13th home given by charitable organization to Ifira Islander. Minister tries to convince anti-vaxxers to get vaxxed. New Vanuatu student aims to be astronaut. Prime Minister advocates for more productive sector focus during independent speech and political group Vanuatu Party to celebrate its golden jubilee on Tana. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Reading our news tonight, blackbirding apology accepted, says Regan Vanu. The leader of opposition, Ralph Regan-Vanu, has welcomed the Queensland City's mayor of Bundaberg, Jack Dempsey's apology relating to blackbirding last Friday on Independence. Mayor Dempsey apologised on behalf of the Bundaberg region for the abuse which occurred in blackbirding people from Vanuatu to work in the Queensland sugarcane industry. While regional media have propped up this apology as the first since the blackbirding era of the 19th century, early 20th century, the Leader of Opposition says otherwise.
It's being reported as an historic first ever apology, but in fact it's not. Almost 20 years ago now, the Queensland government in fact made an apology to the descendants of blackbirded people, what is called now in Australia, the Australian South Sea Islander community.
The Leader of Opposition adds that it is fitting that the apology came from the city along Queensland's coast since it played a pivotal role in one of Vanuatu's darkest memories.
And it's appropriate that it's Bundaberg because Bundaberg was the gateway for many Ni Vanuatu who were blackbirded and Solomon Islanders, of course, to Australia. They went through Bundaberg. Bundaberg remains one of the biggest ASSI, Australian South Sea Islander communities in Australia, and has some of the strongest representation of South Sea Islanders.
Regan Vanu says the apology may be seen as mere words being said, but it carries a lot more significance, which could strengthen Australia and Vanuatu's friendship.
And I just want to congratulate the Australian South Sea Islander Bundaberg group, because it's through their lobbying and that they've achieved this apology. These apologies, you know, it's just an apology, some people might say, but the symbolic power of it, and also, you know, the sense of belonging and acknowledgement that it brings to the community to have this kind of official apology for what happened is really, I think it's going to really be something that changes the course of how Bundaberg, Queensland, and maybe even Australia deal with the issue of the history of blackbirding that, of course, is very close to the hearts of people in Vanuatu as well.
The Port Vila Member of Parliament recalls that Australia used to have a program in place which funded the Australian South Sea Islander community to return to Vanuatu and reunite lost families' connections. Now, with the program no longer in operation, Regan Vanu wishes to see that it is revived.
The Australian government, many years back, did have a dedicated program of funding for the Australian South Sea Islander community, which was basically assisting Australian South Sea Islanders to come back to Vanuatu and Solomons and find their roots. There was a program where this kind of activity was funded to assist the reconnection of the communities, and I think it's something that the Australian government should do again as part of its Pacific step up. You know, it's trying to put more resources into the Pacific region, and we're grateful for that always to Australia. It's important that these programs of reconnection are funded, and it's something the Australian South Sea Islander community has called upon. And I think it's something that has been done before by our government, and I think it's a good step that if the government could consider that to redo it, to restart that program as a first step towards seeing what more we can do. Because once these connections are built upon and established, you get a lot of private sector initiatives, community initiatives come out of it that are not, you know, don't need funding by the government. They're actually organic connections that start to emerge from these reconnections that have happened.
The leader of opposition and advocate for blackbirding descendants returning home says while the process may be long and difficult, he recognizes progress as some descendants have already returned and reclaimed their Vanuatu citizenship. In other news, Treasurer for Friends of People with Special Needs, Robin Mitchell, and members of the charitable organization handed over a two-bedroom house to a boy with special needs on the island of Ifira. The charitable organization, established 9 years ago, has been helping near Vanuatu children and adults living with disabilities or special needs by providing them with inclusive housing, homes designed for those with disabilities. Here is a brief explanation on the NGO by the treasurer, Mrs. Mitchell.
We are a group of eight ladies that we started about 9 years ago, and we actually raise money to help children and adults that have special needs, here in Vanuatu, not just in Port Vila. We do things out in the other islands. We're guided by Knox Laney and the Disability Desk to tell us where people are that need things, and we buy them.
As for the Ifira Islander, who is now a homeowner, Mrs. Mitchell says that they were simply told that someone needed a home and they built one.
We were told about the little boy over there that needed, you know, they needed help, and so we built it. It actually was started by the people that used to own Villa Shamir, and they left Vanuatu, and we, as Friends of People with Special Needs, took over the building of the sleeping house, and so that's how it came about.
According to the treasurer, they have built and gifted 13 homes to disabled people in need of them. Aside from the Ifira recipient, the latest happened last month. The only catch is you have to have your own land for them to build on.
Must own their own land. So if they have their land, we're okay to go, and we get approval. We can go ahead and help them and build a house. We handed over one a few months ago to two little boys out at Eritap. And when we build the sleeping house, they have two rooms, a ramp if necessary for wheelchairs, a water tank, and solar light.
The charitable organization Friends of People with Special Needs don't only give free homes, they pay for school fees and assist students with learning by providing the necessary tools for those who need them.
But it's not just houses. There was a little girl that unfortunately fell out of a tree and is now paraplegic and was having trouble going to school and things. So we're schooling. So we actually bought her an iPad so that helps her with her schoolwork and Things like that. We pay her school fees. We pay school fees for children to go to Piccaninny Playtime. There's four children that we pay for them. We pay for the little girl that goes to Vila East School. So, yeah. So it's not just houses. We do other things.
Treasurer Robin Mitchell adds that they are happy to help those who need help in country and will continue to do so. On the vaccine, Minister of Health Silas Boulay is urging people on a Friday to get vaccinated. He made the statement of the Australia-assisted Vanuatu last week with another 20,000 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine produced entirely in Australia, plus 28,000 more doses to come within the month. During a press conference shortly after the arrival of the new doses, the Minister of Health continued the soft approach of advising the public to get inoculated.
Also, Minister of Long Health, me appeal long you me everyone. Belong take an extra responsibility, belong protect them future, belong country blame me Vanuatu. Government hemi no force you belong take a vaccine, hemi choice belong you. However, hemi good belong you want, you must scale them. Good or risk, more benefit. Long vaccine, long every uncle from say country blow me, Bamba hemi no safe. Kasem time from Bamba you me, everyone kasem vaccine, long COVID-19.
Minister Boulay adds that the negative social media presence surrounding the vaccine has established dedicated anti-vax followers. However, he's hoping that he's able to change their minds through his promotion of the vaccine and appeal to the public to get jabbed.
And once again, me I feel strong. Belong you me everyone, you make the right choice. Belong you me take a vaccine. Belong protect them Jimmy from COVID-19. More make them say maybe one day soon come by borders shall be open. Long life will become back, no one new normal. Thank you to us. More God by continue belong. Person Jimmy everyone, more protect them, country blow Jimmy. Thank you to us.
Minister Silas Boulay, in education, any Vanuatu student who will be majoring in aeronautics, engineering and space studies has been accepted to study at the Isai Supairo in Toulouse, France, for 3 years. Solange Taut from Vinmavis Malekula says she's always wanted to become a pilot. However, whilst in Vanuatu, she was offered only English courses in Fiji, where she turned the opportunity down and attended Cycle Universitaire Préparatoire aux Grandes Écoles. She successfully completed her pilot course this year and was accepted to attend four universities that also offered pilot programs, including Isai Supairo, a national higher French Institute for Aeronautics and Space Programs. Ms. Taut, who is currently in New Caledonia, says that she chose the Toulouse University after contacting research on the school and how it had produced a number of French astronauts. That's why she decided to attend the program. While the young pilot has a diploma in aviation, she is now interested in opportunities above the stratosphere and into the beyond. On the Prime Minister's independence speech, Prime Minister Bob Loveman has reaffirmed in his independence address to the nation that the government's priority focus is to develop the productive sector towards economic recovery. The country's economic growth dropped last year to -4.1% due to the drop in total contribution from international tourism when the COVID-19 pandemic impacted Vanuatu. This year's independence theme, Yumi Lift 'Em Up Productive productive sector reflects commitment towards economic self-reliance, resilience, sustainable and prosperous Vanuatu. The Prime Minister adds that the government is undertaking reviews on the Land Reform Act, Land Lease Act and Custom Land Management Act to ensure that the land sector is fit for purposes such as creating leases. And finally, Vanuatu Party's National Biennial Congress will be coinciding with the party's Golden Jubilee celebrations from August 15th to 20th on the island of Tana. The dates were confirmed by the political party's National Executive Committee in a meeting on Sunday. Last month on Futuna Island, Prime Minister and President of Vanuatu Party, Bob Loveman, officially opened the commencement of the Golden Jubilee celebrations. This was during the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the passing of former Prime Minister and Vanuatu Party veteran politician, late Edward Natope. Public Relations Officer to the Government, Fred Verbraver, says Tana will be hosting the biggest national congress in the party's history. They are anticipating more than 800 people, which should include congress delegates, families and friends. During the party's 50th anniversary, which is on August 17th, the party's president will decorate a number of people with the party's Golden Jubilee medals. The Communications Officer confirms the party's executive will be responsible for the travelling expenditure for Congress delegates from the respective islands to Tana. The Golden Jubilee shirt sales are still available and ongoing at the party's office located at the AMU building opposite Chu Store in Port Vila as Tana prepares for the big event. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website blomifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop to lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.